In this morning's Newsmaker, KMZU's Denny Campbell chats with Ashley McCarty with Missouri Farmers Care about an award given annually to a Missouri landowner committed to a land ethic.
So this will be our second year that a broad partnership, including Missouri Soybean Association, Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council, Missouri Farmers Care, the Sand County Foundation, and many other partners have sought to seeking nominees and sought to award a Missouri landowner, farmer, rancher, forester with the really prestigious Leopold Conservation Award. And this award is now presented annually. This will be our second year. And it recognizes stewardship of private lands and business sustainability over the long haul. So taking a long view, which is what farmers and ranchers do every single day with the decisions that we make. And we are excited to be able to open up a call for nominations for this second year and have just announced that, as you mentioned, and we'll be seeking nominations through the summer until July 20th of this year.
And how does someone become a nominee?
Mm-hmm. So nominations can be submitted on behalf of a landowner, or landowners may nominate themselves. So last year was a variety of partners, private land conservationists, or private consulting foresters, or NRCS, or soil and water conservation employees that maybe saw a very worthy landowner that they worked with that nominated them, or friends and family or farmers nominated their own operation that they met the standards. There are about six standards that are laid out on our website at mofarmerscare.com. And the qualification criteria include ecological community that's built on and around the farm, the conservation ethic that's seen through the operation, innovation and adaptability to natural resources and market challenges, resilience over time, and then leadership and communication of that farm operation and that farm family. And it is really just a narrative award to describe what the farm looks like, how the management philosophy is run. And I can tell you, we had a great response last year and are looking, as awareness has built of this program, as we've been able to announce our first recipients of the Lambert family of Laclede, Missouri, we really expect to see just a great crop of Missouri farmers and ranchers that nominate themselves, or we receive nominations for this award this year.
And a very nice award that will be, I believe, announced at the end of the year, given at the first part of next year. Is that correct?
That's correct. We hope to tie this in this last year. The Missouri Cattlemen's Association graciously hosted the announcement of this award. We hope with the return of a Missouri Governor's Conference on Agriculture that we would be able to highlight the recipients and their farm practices at that time. And then an ultimate goal of this is not only to recognize that innovation and adaptability that goes on Missouri farms around our natural resource and our market challenges, but really to be able to open up the eyes of consumers on what farms look like, our day-to-day production practices, and the technology that we use to be able to innovate. And a video is made of our recipient family that is shared broadly to really invite people on our side of the farm gate and let them see insight into day-to-day practices on the farm.
Ashley, thank you so very much, and we look forward to talking to you once again about the awards once we get there in November or so.
Always appreciate it, and look forward to listeners reaching out if they have questions. All the info is at mofarmerscare.com.
To find out more about the Leopold Conservation Award, visit kmzu.com. You can also share a story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.